Hello, and welcome to Talk to Tate Tuesdays. As always, thank you for spending 5 to 7 minutes of your week with me, unless we have guests. So friends, let me just jump right in and tell you about some things that's coming up and the reason this has come about. This week, I was talking to a friend of mine, smart guy, and he told me, he said, you know what, Tate? There's really nothing that we can count on to be applicable in our lives today. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you know, as far as education is concerned, AI is going to pretty much start teaching us instead of us teaching it. And then he went on to talk about politics and how politics are really not relevant because there's so many loopholes in everything in politics. And then they kind of went to my ear and they said, you know what, Tate? And as far as religion is concerned, it hasn't been relevant, or I can't apply anything from the Bible to my life in years. And I stopped and I thought about that. And I said, really? And they said, that's the truth. And I said, okay, I tell you what, during the month of May, so give me a couple of weeks. And during the month of May, what I'm going to do is I'm going to base all my podcasts around stories from the Bible. And I'm going to tell you, they're going to be so relevant that you're going to be, wow, I never saw it that way. And I think that's the problem. A lot of people don't see the value and the meaning in a lot of things in scripture. And I'm not trying to convince anybody to become a Christian. I'm nothing like that. But I want him to know, and my children to know, my grandkids, that there are things that still matter in that book. So that's what I'm going to do for the month of May. And I'm telling you, friends, make sure that you sit down and listen to the podcast with your kids, with your spouse, with your neighbor, because I promise you, during the month, I'm going to tell you or say something that you're going to go, oh, I never thought about it like that. I promise you that. And of course, we have Mother's Day. If you've been a listener to the podcast for a few years, you know, I try to make Mother's Day a very special podcast. A couple of years ago, I had a violinist on. I've done other things. And this year, it's in the works. We're doing something very special for the mothers. So if nothing else, make sure you listen to the podcast that Tuesday before Mother's Day. But I'm asking you to listen every Tuesday because you're going to get something out of these podcast messages, I promise you. And you know what? The funny thing, this person, they're smart. And they asked me, they said, Tate, let me ask you a question. The way you teach or you look at scripture, is it exegesis or is it eisegesis? Eisegesis. Exegesis or eisegesis? Let me explain it. Exegesis is to draw out. To draw out. You're looking for every word to be perfect. Eisegesis is to import in. You're putting in your own thoughts, right? And pretty much I tell them, you know what? It doesn't matter. Our objective is to make it applicable. That's what I try to do. And that's why I tell you all the time, sometimes I Tate-nize stuff, right? So, and I got people that listen to this podcast. If I say something that's not true, I have people gonna call me and say, Tate, that's not into what that says. Bring it on. If I'm saying something that's not true, please bring it on. So the month of May, make sure you're listening to the podcast. We got some, I'm telling you, it's going to be informative. It's going to be applicable. You're going to say, I never thought about it like that. So this week, let's get started on this week's podcast. This is my childhood friend Mark sent this to me. I love this. I'm going to share it with you. And then we're going to go on from there. So this guy went to go see his barber. He went to the barbershop and all the guys were in there. You know, if you're a guy, you go to the barbershop, you know, there's a bunch of guys usually in there, you guys sitting around. This guy goes to his barber and he says, hey, I need to make sure that you give me a great haircut today. Give me the best haircut that you know how to give. And the guy goes, well, what's going on? He says, because my wife and I, we are going to Italy. I'm going to be gone for 2 weeks. We're going to Italy. And the barber sent him because like, oh, okay, fine. And he starts cutting the guy's hair. And then he says, okay, so let me ask you a question. The barber says, ask the guy, what airline are you flying on? And the guy says, oh, we're going to fly on United. And the barber goes, ugh, you know, I hate flying anywhere because whenever you fly, you end up sitting next to a woman with a crying baby. The food is horrible. They give you peanuts and Coke. It's just a horrible experience. I hate flying. And continue cutting the guy's hair. Then he asked the guy, he said, so what are you going to do when you get there? And he says, well, we're going to go see the Colosseum. The guy says, really? Oh, you know, first of all, let me tell you something. I've heard, you know, people always hear stuff, right? I've heard that people in Italy, they really don't like Americans. And it's crowded, and they give you these rude looks like, what are you doing here in our country? They're very mean, and, you know, you're not going to have a good time. So just make sure you watch yourself, because they'll try to rob you. They don't like Americans. You're going to have a bad time. I'm telling you now. And so the barber continues cutting the guy's hair. And then the barber asks him, says, okay, so what else are you going to do when you're in Italy? And the guy says, oh, this is what I'm really looking forward to. That Sunday we're there, we're going to go to the Vatican, and we're going to actually have prayer. We're going to do that prayer that morning with the Pope. And the guy goes, are you kidding me? I've seen that before on television. Man, there are thousands of people at their prayer deal on that Sunday morning. Thousands of people. You're just going to be one person in the crowd. Man, it's better if you just watch it on television. It's horrible. I've heard it's horrible. Again, he's heard. It's the worst experience ever. And the guy goes, yeah, okay, fine, fine. So, guy goes to Italy with his wife. 2 weeks pass. He comes back. Goes back to the barbershop. It's time to get a haircut again. He walks in. The barber's like, hey, here comes our world traveler. How was your trip to Italy? And the guy goes, oh, let me tell you. He says, look, my wife and I, we got to the airport. And the lady, you're right. The plane was booked. It was overcrowded. It was booked. And one of the flight attendants said, hey, you know what? We're a little crowded in coach. So do you mind if we put you and your wife in first class? And we'll also give you a first class seat on your way back if you do this for us. And so my wife and I, we flew in first class. The guy at the barber was like, oh, well, you just got lucky there, didn't you? And the barber goes, well, how was it when you got to Italy and you went to the Colosseum? And the guy goes, oh, it was incredible. We got there. We met this other couple who lived there, and they actually knew somebody who could get us in through a back door. And we went and hung out with them all day. And actually, we had dinner with him that night. His wife, she made homemade pasta. Oh, it was so fantastic. Great couple. And actually, we invited them to come to stay with us when they come to America. It was phenomenal. And the barber's looking like, yeah, okay, you got lucky. Well, and the barber goes, well, how was your Sunday at the Vatican? And the guy goes, oh, you're not going to believe this. So we get there, and you're right. There are thousands of people there. But what they do is they randomly pick people out of the crowd to go up to the stage and actually pray right in front of the Pope. And I got picked. I was actually on the stage with the Pope. It was like 10 of us. And the most amazing part, let me tell you, the Pope does his prayer. And then after he goes to each individual person that's been randomly selected, and he goes and he tells them something in their ear. And I was the 10th person, right? And so he's going to every person. I see people crying when he's talking to them. I see people just smiling when he's talking to them. And he's going through every person. He finally gets to me. And he comes up to me and he whispers in my ear. Now, everybody in the barbershop, they're interested, right? And so the barber goes, well, what did he tell you? And he goes, the Pope, he whispered in my ear. He said, friend, who gave you that jacked up haircut? Okay, not a great joke, but it's a pretty good joke. So friends, my point being in this podcast today is that during your life, there are going to be people always trying to tell you, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't do that. This is the reason why, you know, I know somebody who did it and it didn't work out well for them. You do. You know, you go, hey, you know, I'm thinking about having a baby. You shouldn't have a baby because that's, my cousin had a baby. You know, that, hey, I'm thinking about going back to school. Oh, you shouldn't go back to school. That's the worst idea ever. Blah, 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 blah. You say, you know what? I'm thinking about changing jobs. I want to be a supervisor. Oh, you shouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that because when you become a manager, now you're taking on everybody else's problems. You're in a better situation, blah, blah, blah. We all know these people. Yet, when it comes time for them to do what they're supposed to do, what do? They give you jacked up haircuts. Friends, if there's something that you want to do in life, don't let anybody talk you out of it because of something they heard, they believe. No, let your dreams guide you. Pursue the things that you want to pursue, and don't let anybody talk you out of it. No one, not your mama, not that auntie, that uncle. You do you. So friends, this week's song comes from, well, most of us know it from Whitney Houston, but it actually was done by George Benson. Anyway, the words go. I decided long ago never to walk in anyone's shadow. If I fail, if I succeed, at least I'll live as I believe. No matter what they take from me, they can't take away my dignity. Friends, I'll see you next Tuesday. Friends, be ready to go. I didn't know that. See you next Tuesday.